In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God,
have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, that we may live and serve you in newness of life, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith.
Amen.
Three in one, your name we praise. Hallelujah.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Church, for the unity of all, for this holy house, for all who worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison on our world and on our way. Kyrie eleison.
That we may live out your impassioned response to the hungry and the poor. That we may live out truth and justice and grace, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison on our world and on our way. Kyrie.
For peace in our homes, for friends and family, for life and for love, for our work and our play, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison on our world and on our way. Kyrie eleison.
Good shepherd of the sheep, you seek the lost and guide us into your fold. Feed us, and we shall be satisfied. Heal us, and we shall be whole. Make us one with you, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Our first reading this evening is from Acts, the fourth chapter, verses 5 through 12. The next day, the rulers, elders, and scribes assembled in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and all who were of the high priestly family. When they had made the prisoners stand in their midst, they inquired, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are questioned today because of a good deed done to someone who is sick, and are asked how this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that this man is standing before you in good health by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, and has become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let's read Psalm 23 responsively. And will you all please read the bold print? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want.
The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters.
You restore my soul, O Lord, and guide me along right pathways for your namesake.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup is running over.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Our second reading this evening is from 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 through 24. We know love by this, that Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help? Little children, let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth and will reassure our hearts before him. Whenever our hearts condemn us, for God is greater than our hearts and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God and we receive from him whatever we ask because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Eternal life. Alleluia.
O Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. Sisters and brothers, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In our Bible study on Philippians this past week, we discussed how the crucified and risen Christ puts our statuses into perspective. In our second lesson from 1 John, we get that perspective. We get what it is that centers us as Christians. Right there in 1 John chapter 3, verse 16, we know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. We know Christ. We are alive in Christ. And since we know love by Jesus taking up the cross for us, then we are to lay down our lives for one another. For us to be able to do this, we have to be focused and centered on Jesus in our individual lives and collectively as the church. Now that next verse from 1 John chapter 3, verse 17, that challenges us because the seduction of the world's goods, that, quite frankly, are the things that our statuses can cash in. We can accumulate those worldly goods, and we can get caught up in that. And if we're caught up into that, if we're caught up to our own status, we're not abiding in Christ. And when we're not abiding in Christ, we're not seeing our brother and sister who is in need. Being centered on Christ, that can transform our perspective. As I shared in our Bible study, I had a conversation recently with a pastor who had said that in one of their congregations, when the church council was meeting, she began incorporating a prayerful reflection of Scripture to start the meeting. Members were hesitant at first. They didn't think they had time to do this, given all the business that needed to be done. The pastor told them to give it a chance. And they were amazed as time went on. They were getting out 30 minutes earlier. How can this be, some asked. We're starting 30 minutes later and ending 30 minutes sooner. And the pastor pointed out, that's what happens. It's what happens when we're centered on Christ. It puts things into perspective. And when things are put into perspective, we can be more productive and efficient. When we're consumed by the world's goods and what the world has to offer, we're then naturally also going to rank things. What's more important? What's more invaluable that I need to hold on to? What's less important? And that's going to fluctuate from time to time. So it's a natural concern when hearing the gospel or even hearing the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not have any other gods before me. It's like, well, how can I really put the Lord first? When we put the Lord first, we're not thinking in the way that the world operates. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay it down. We ought to lay down our lives for one another. If we're centered in Christ, if we're centered in this sacrificial love that Christ offers us, that he laid down for us, it's not about ranking. It's not even about abandoning those relationships. It's about bringing that sacrificial love into those relationships that we have. It's bringing that sacrificial love into all those activities that we're engaged in. That's what we're called to do. That's what happens when we're centered on Christ. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18, we hear, "Little children, let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action." Jesus is the Word made flesh. And that word spoke volumes through the action of laying down his life on the cross for all of us. As children of God, our witness cannot just be words. But this truth, this love that we have in Christ, others must see it in our actions. I could argue that 1 John chapter 3, verse 16 is a grounding for Christian ethics and morality. So the criticism that I've had with the church at times is that quite frankly has embodied a morality that reflects a culture in which either intentionally or inadvertently creates walls where people could not get in, or doors, not so much for people to enter, but to throw or push people out. 1 John chapter 3 doesn't call us to police such things, does not call us to be gatekeepers, but to minister to the needs of others following the sacrificial love that we've received in Jesus Christ. We share the love of Jesus in word and action. We do not focus on condemnation, but we seek to share the redemption we have received through Jesus Christ and that he offers the whole world. When someone is unwell, we don't just stand on the sidelines, but we seek their restoration in Christ. We want them to be made whole. So this mindset changes how we look at our ministry. We make too much of who is officially in or quote-unquote not in our institutions. If we're sharing the love of Jesus and people are receiving the love of Jesus, that's what we're doing. That's how we're living into all this. How we're centered in Christ most profoundly as church is in worship. It's around word and sacrament. And we long for others to be with us, to give thanks to God and to abide in Christ through our worship, which is the source and summit of our Christian life. However, there might be people who are receiving the love of Jesus from our ministry from a distance. It's flowing from this center that we're all centered in right now. But they're facing the center. They're facing Jesus. That's good. That's good news. We're saying you belong. We're drawing them to Christ. In sharing the sacrificial love of Jesus in word and action, we're giving witness to the reality that they are beloved and they belong. Come to Christ. Come to the Lord who is your good shepherd. Hear his voice through this ministry. We have people who receive the love of Christ through the Cardington Community Food Pantry. They belong if they're facing Jesus, if they hear his voice. We have people who receive the love of Christ through our Wednesday community meal. They belong. We have people who receive the love of Christ through our backpack ministry. They belong. I could rattle off many other instances and examples in our ministry here alone. It's not saying that we're content with people maybe from a distance, but it's about sharing and centering people in the sacrificial love of Jesus Christ. We want those gathered here and those we serve in the community to be facing the right direction, to be facing and moving towards Jesus Christ, always welcoming people, always inviting them to partake in anything that we have to offer. I was sincere this past Wednesday when giving a meal to someone who's become a regular, who's very grateful and enjoys this connection that she has with this ministry. Not just the meal, but the connection, the conversation. I said, whenever we have something, you're welcome to partake in it, right? You belong here. We could be serving lobster, and you can have it. You can come and feast with us. Being centered in Christ is not just for the benefit of the other, but it's for ourselves as well. If we are seduced by our status and the the world's goods, if that's our center, then we will fall prey to a broken world that will scatter and devour us. That's why I'm saying facing Jesus, hearing his voice is important. Because there are individuals that are close to the center. They could be gathered for worship, but they might not be facing Jesus. They may be looking out to the world. And then those who are further away, physically distant, are moving closer towards Jesus. So we want everybody moving closer towards Christ. Word and sacrament is not given to us as a dividing wall to keep some in and others out. It's to keep all of us from scattering. It's a means of grace that keeps us centered, that keeps us anchored, that we can continue to abide in Christ, in which we become a fearless flock of our Lord, trusting in his life-giving sacrifice, trusting in the new life that we have in him. 1 John chapter 3 makes our faith very succinct. Believe in Jesus and love one another. That sounds simple, but as I shared earlier, there are people that don't have time for Jesus when doing churchy things, right? If we don't have time for Jesus when we do churchy things, are we going to have time for Jesus on Monday morning, on idle Tuesdays, in the middle of the week, right? We must be centered in Christ, abiding in this loving sacrifice of our Lord, facing and always moving towards the love of Christ. Because when we abide in Christ, when we're facing our Lord and centered on his sacrificial love, we are made whole. This love transforms all of our relationships. This love transforms all of those activities we find ourselves engaged in. This love enables us to share this divine love with all people. And with this divine love being shared, we're saying to them, you matter. You belong. You are beloved. Come to Christ. Come and immerse yourself in the family of God. Join this fearless flock, trusting in the sacrificial love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And by the grace of God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, my sisters and brothers, may we continue to love like Jesus. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Let us say what we believe in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made. Of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Alive in the risen Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit, we bring our prayers before God, who promises to hear us and answer in steadfast love. Loving Shepherd, you know your own, and your own know you. Your voice calls us to your loving embrace. Strengthen your church throughout the world that we bear witness to your expansive love. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Gracious Shepherd, you are generous with the gifts of goodness and mercy. Restore your creation to wholeness, so that cities and towns, countryside and wilderness, may abound with life. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Hope-giving Shepherd, the nations and peoples are your heritage. Place into the hearts of all leaders and rulers the passion to serve. Crucify any desire to overpower others, and give leaders joy in lifting up the lowly. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Guiding Shepherd, we pray for Daniel, our bishop, Elizabeth, our presiding bishop, Sarah, our dean, Adam, our pastor, for all pastors, deacons, and all who minister in Christ, and for all the holy people of God. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Abiding Shepherd, your love flows as we reach out to those around us. Move us with your Spirit so that we lay down our lives for those in need. Especially Ron, Kylie, Matt, Tracy, Scott, Tim, Vincent, Pat, Dina, Candace, Ellie, Stan, Gary, Marlene and her family, Ken and our family, Blaine, Michelle, Audrey, Rhonda, Diane, John, Gloria, Megan, Rob, Leah, Lori, Frank, and our homebound. Help us to love one another in truth and action. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Saving Shepherd, you restore us with wholeness. Help our community in our life together and give us vigor as a people of faith. In the midst of challenges and opportunities, fill us anew with your Holy Spirit. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Shepherd of all, we pray for those in our armed services and their chaplains. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Eternal Shepherd, you hold us securely in your loving hands, in the assurance of resurrection hope. We remember our loved ones who have died in you. especially the evangelist Mark. Bring us with them to dwell in your house forever. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. In the hope of new life in Christ, we raise our prayers to you, trusting in your never-ending goodness and mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full.
We give you thanks, Father, through Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, whom you sent in this end of the ages to save and redeem us and to proclaim to us your will. He is your Word, inseparable from you, through whom you created all things and in whom you take delight. He is your Word, sent from heaven to a virgin's womb. He there took on our nature and our lot and was shown forth as your Son, born of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary. He, our Lord Jesus, fulfilled all your will and won for you a holy people. He stretched out his hands in suffering in order to free from suffering those who trust you. He is the one who handed over to a death he freely accepted, in order to destroy death, to break the bonds of the evil one, to crush hell underfoot, to give light to the righteous, to establish his covenant and to show forth the resurrection, taking bread and giving thanks to you, said, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering then his death and resurrection, we take this bread and cup, giving you thanks that you have made us worthy to stand before you and to serve you as your priestly people. Send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts of your church. Gather into one all who share this bread and wine. Fill us with your Holy Spirit to establish our faith in truth, that we may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, through whom all glory and honor are yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever.
Amen.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Distribution of the sacrament of Holy Communion will be us taking it to your vehicles. We offer both consecrated wine and grape juice, just indicate your preference when you are at when we approach your vehicle. Come to the banquet, for all is now ready.
Let us pray. Life-giving God, in the mystery of Christ's resurrection, you send light to conquer darkness, water to give new life, and the bread of life to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to your Son's resurrection, that we may show your glory to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen.
As Christ sends us out into the world, let's recite the mission God has given us.
St. John Lutheran Church Windfall is centered in the Word, strengthened in the sacraments, sent into the community to share the love of Jesus.
Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.
Amen. peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.